It's Life and Taxes here on the Talk Station, FM 107.1, with Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins. And as always, look forward to the conversation. As we begin the program, let me remind you, don't hesitate to give Andrew a call, 726-9050. That's a 252 area code, 726-9050. Or visit them online at harvellandcollins.com. And Andrew, Life and Taxes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lockwood.
So what's the issue now?
Inflation.
Ooh,
how about that one?
No question about that.
Goodness gracious. So as we know, we're sitting out there at Lockwood, and we know inflation is pretty much permeated and affects all of our life.
But it's transitory. It'll be over here shortly.
And it's just a lot longer than the anticipated end date, so to speak.
100 years versus 10 years versus 10 days. Yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, gosh. You can't help but laugh. I hate to say it because we all know that it's terrible right now relative to the prices. You know, when you go to the pump, when you go to the grocery store, you know, pretty much everything has been increasing, and it's due to inflation. And guess what? The IRS is no different. We have inflation. In this case, inflation, many things in the tax code are indexed for inflation, Lockwood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Including tax rates. So tax brackets, standard deduction is indexed for inflation. We have the estate and gift exemptions, they're indexed for inflation. So the way that it works, Lockwood, is that in the tax code, they put a number in the tax code. For example, you know, for the estate lifetime exemption amount, all right? That lifetime exemption amount in the tax code, if you go pull the section, is going to read $10 million, okay? That's what it is right now. It's so $10 million, your lifetime exemption amount, meaning that if you die with assets that total less than $10 million, you will not have to worry about the estate tax.
Okay.
Now, there may be income tax issues, which we've talked about plenty on this program,
right,
but as far as an estate tax goes, your estate will not be taxed due to the amount of assets that you have.
Otherwise known as a death tax.
Otherwise known as a death tax. There
okay.
you go. And that number is indexed for inflation. So it means that they apply the inflation factor to determine each year what the amount of the exemption is going to be. So, for example, for the estate lifetime exemption this year, 2022, it is $12.06 million is our exemption. So it's over $2 million more than what's in the tax code just simply due to inflation. Now, what about 2023? How big a jump do you think we had, Lockwood, for inflation purposes?
Let me guess, 8%.
Say 7% roughly, almost $1 million. So we're up to $12.92 million of estate exemption. So $900,000 of lifetime exemption that everyone is getting next year for purposes of their estate. And it's also what you can use to make lifetime gifts and avoid paying taxes as well.
Okay. Now, you know, there are a lot of people out there, and this leads to basically a recommendation on your behalf. You know, I look at the tax code. I Google it, for example, and it tells me $10 million. And, oh, I've got really hiding away an extra $1.5 million, and I'm very worried about that. So I'm going to do something to distribute that possibly 3-5 years, whatever, in advance, so that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What you're telling me is that I can't just look at the tax code and come up with a solution. I really need to talk to somebody, such as yourself, about, okay, hey, I've got this problem, and then you would have advised me, and unfortunately, $12 million have disappeared in my, it doesn't exist, but you would have advised me, okay, don't worry, Lockwood, you've got this exemption has actually been increased. So the tax code, for all intents and purposes, is just a guideline.
So, yeah, it's moving target, you know, is what I'll
say,
is that, you know, every year since we had these inflation increases, and this year dramatic increases, which we're going to continue to get into the numbers here, especially the estate exemption amount, the lifetime exemption amount is increasing significantly by the 900,000. But that's just one change, you know, that happens every year. We talk about, you know, that's why coming and meeting with an estate planner such as myself or Cecil Harvell and going through what are our options we really have to get down to the nitty-gritty. We have to get down to that micro level of what, you know, what your assets are, how best to structure them, and how best to plan, and then also build flexibility into plans, Lockwood, because right. we are dealing with moving targets here. We know this number that I mentioned, this $10 million number that's in the tax code, well, guess what happens in 2026 if Congress doesn't pass anything? We revert back to $5 million. So, you know, you're hypothetical. I've got $12 million. Right now, you might be okay based upon the numbers. But guess what? In a couple years, absent congressional action, which we know how Congress can right. and can do things. I mean, it's kind of willy-nilly. You know, we have to plan for the eventual possibility that the number reverts back to that $5 million number.
You know, a lot of people think, well, I've only got a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank, maybe, yeah. or I've got stock for $100,000, but they've also got to fail to incorporate. They may also own a farm,
yep.
or a large plot of land that has either water view or water access. Yeah. Suddenly, upon their death, they've been sitting there, and in many instances, their property tax values, they look at that and they say, that's what it's worth.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not the case, right?
Yeah, and you know what I'll tell you, Lockwood, is that for purposes of the estate tax, we look at it's a broad view of assets. I mean, okay. we talk about assets that you own. If you have your hand on anything in any way, shape, or form, those assets are going to be includable for federal estate tax purposes. So a lot of people get confused, and they said, "Well, my probate assets only equal X."
Right.
You know, and I have to quickly, you know, but I've got stuff going out to beneficiaries, and I've got mm-hmm. joint accounts with right of survivorship, and I've got this trust over here, and I've got this, and I've got mm-hmm. that. So the fact of the matter, Lockwood, is that, again, for federal estate tax purposes, if you have your hands, if you're able to control those assets in any way, shape, or form, or even if you give assets away within 1 year of your death, those all can be clawed back in and be a part of your taxable estate. So this is why you mentioned it. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, which is coming and talking with us at Harbell and Collins and planning and looking at these, again, micro-level assets and going through them and figuring out what's the best plan for you is so important.
And take advantage of opportunities that, yeah. quite frankly, are not visible.
Yeah.
A good example of that is the $10 million is the assumed level for gifting without yep. Tax penalty. But in reality, it's higher than that.
That's right. And here's another one that's going to be higher, the annual gift exclusion. So Lockwood, again, in the tax code, it says that you can give anyone $10,000. Right. All right, that's what it says. And what that means is every year, Lockwood Phillips writes Andrew Foster a check for $10,000. Again, doesn't exist.
Which it did.
but so that's what it says in the tax code. But guess what? That number is indexed for inflation. So this year in 2022, the annual exclusion amount is $16,000.
$16,000?
$16,000. Next year, guess what? $17,000.
Okay,
increasing the annual exclusion. And bear in mind, this is separate and apart from that estate tax exemption that we just went through.
Right.
This is something that you can do every year, Lockwood, and you can do this, and it is tax-free to the person that gives the gift, and it's tax-free for the person that receives the gift. So it's very, very important.
There are families out there who are looking at possibly divesting their assets to their children. And they can do this now, but they don't have to worry about.
That's one of the big things. As we get towards the end of the year, we're talking about gifting issues with our clients a lot of times, and we say, "Hey, look, this is an annual amount." So you know, Lockwood, hypothetically, right now, you could give me $16,000 today, and on January 1st of 2023. Write me another check for $17,000, and guess what? No tax for you, no tax for me.
And I've just reduced my taxable assets or my estate by, in this case, $33,000.
Exactly. Yeah, you can also do it for my wife, and I've got two kids, so okay. you can really keep the checks coming.
Government will owe me money, right? All right, we're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins, and all the more reason why we talk about life and taxes, we are dealing with a life issue of taxes. All right, But before we wrap it up, looking at these issues of index for inflation, I'm curious if there is, you know, any kind of deflationary event, and we've heard of deflation, we haven't had it. Is it reversible?
It's possible. You know, I have not seen these numbers come down. I think just because every year, you know, you can anticipate some, even if it's a small level of inflation, it's, you know, typically it's increasing. So you know, you could have a deflation event, could lower the numbers. Again, I've not seen it. Yeah,
I've not seen it.
So you're talking about a situation where even if inflation comes down and maybe even comes down dramatically, that would be the only way that I could see it possibly going, you know, into the negative and then maybe lowering the numbers. But right now, you know, Lockwood, it's increasing. Standard deduction, here's another one. So this is for income tax purpose. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of our listeners out there who take the standard deduction. So the standard deduction is increasing by 7% also. And that means that for individuals, we're going up $900. We're going up to $13,850 for your standard deduction.
Just comes right off the top.
$27,700 for married filing jointly. And remember, that's your standard deduction. That means you don't have to worry about itemizing anything. You know, that's just what you get taken off of your gross income. So again, that's increasing fairly significantly there. Income tax brackets, mm-hmm. the top bracket in the country, which is the 37% bracket, we're going up $40,000 on that bracket. It's going from $539,000 up to $578,000. For joint filers, it's going up from $647,000 to $693,000. I mean, we're talking about very significant increases for the income tax rates. And you may be sitting out there going, well, Andrew, these numbers are great. What does it mean for me potentially? Let's give you a hypothetical. If you're a single taxpayer and you made $90,000 last year or this year, and then you're anticipating that you're going to make $90,000 next year, for this year, you would be in the 32% tax bracket. So your $90,000 as a single filer would put you in the 32% tax bracket.
Right.
For next year, 2023, simply because of inflationary increases, you're going to be in the 24% bracket. Your tax rate's going down 8%.
Wow.
Relative to the graduated tax system that we have. So these are real world issues that are going to continue to affect taxpayers. And again, Lockwood, planning for these. You know, now we know. We just got them released, you know, this week. We got the numbers released. Now we have the opportunity to use those numbers and say, okay, let's do a little bit of tax planning. And that's obviously something that we handle at Harbell and Collins all the time.
Tax planning and estate planning.
Exactly.
Okay. Before I wrap it up with you, Andrew Foster of Harbell and Collins with us at Life and Taxes. What impact does this have on state taxes? Do they follow the same inflationary pattern?
State's different. So state's going to be able to have their own set of numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. So the way that North Carolina works is that we piggyback off the federal numbers. So you may get some benefit there, but the state has their own, you know, numbers that they apply as well. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see, to be determined.
All the more reason why, and I bring that up, all the more reason to call Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins, that number, 252 area code 726-9050, 726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com. You can reach out to Andrew via that, and that, spell the word and, by the way, harvellandcollins.com. Andrew, thanks for being with us.